Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio. 7 people die on the spot in an accident involving a Likili bus on the Chingola Solwezi Road. Reconstruction of a wall fence connecting Kanyama Central Secondary School and Kanyama Community Grounds elects a civic leader. In African news, a former head of the Central African Football Body jailed for war crimes. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. 7 people have died in a fatal road traffic accident that occurred at Lunga River along the Chingola Solwezi Road in Northwestern Province. 24 others are receiving treatment at Solwezi General Hospital for various injuries. And police spokesperson Ray Hamonga has confirmed the development to Kumbon Radio News that the bus was driven by Francis Mutale, aged 49, of Lusaka, who sustained a swollen right hand and general body pains. Mr. Hamonga says that Mr. Mutale was driving a Hong Tong bus, registration number BCE 1011ZM, a property of Likili Motors Lusaka, which was extensively damaged in the accident. He has disclosed that the bus had 36 passengers on board, and sadly 7 were pronounced dead on the spot, while several others sustained varying degrees of injuries. He narrates that preliminary investigations indicate that the accident occurred when the Zong Tong bus, driven by east to west, collided with a protruding abnormal load from the oncoming truck, despite warnings being issued by an escort vehicle ahead of the truck. The 7 deceased bodies have since been deposited at Solwezi General Hospital mortuary, awaiting postmortem examination, while the injured are currently admitted to Solwezi General Hospital for treatment. Meanwhile, government says it is deeply saddened by the loss of 7 lives in a tragic accident that occurred yesterday at Lunga River along the Chingola Solwezi Road. Northwestern Province Permanent Secretary Colonel Gladson Wishikoti Katambi, who visited the victims last night, extended government's condolences to the families of friends and loved ones of the deceased and wished a speedy recovery to those injured in the accident. The Permanent Secretary was accompanied by the Deputy Permanent Secretary, Mr. Lakson Mulubi. Colonel Katambi has since called on all road users to exercise caution and follow traffic rules to prevent such accidents from occurring in the future. This is contained in a press statement issued to Kumbon Radio News by Northwestern Province Principal Public Relations Officer Gloria Kinkolenge. Shinnick Ward 11 councillor Masao Songoma has lauded the decision made by the Kanyama Constituency Development Fund CDF committee for allocating funds towards the reconstruction of the wharf fence connecting Kanyama Central Secondary School and Kanyama Community Grounds, which was brought down by a heavy downpour on the 23rd of March 2025. Mr. Ngoma says the committee's decision to respond in the affirmative following calls by the people of Chinika Ward 11 in Kanyama constituency is a clear demonstration that the voices of the grassroots are heard, thereby creating confidence in community leaders and the government. The civic leader has disclosed that the collapse of the wharf fence saw a rise in theft, thereby posing a serious security risk on the school infrastructure and the learners. The councillor has since urged the people of Chinika to continue safeguarding the school infrastructure until the new wharf fence is erected before the onset of the rainy season.
The money that is available right now in the CDF account should be channeled towards the reconstruction of the wharf fence at Kanyama Central School and Kanyama Central Community Ground. We appreciate the chairperson and all the members for having heeded to our call, and right now money has been set aside to reconstruct the walls. We are thankful because that now is going to prevent the issues of theft that we have faced in a few months from the time the wharf fence was brought down by heavy downfall on the 23rd of March. This particular move is going to create a lot of confidence in our people, knowing that the government has set aside funds.
A concerned Mufulira youth, Albert Chilea, has raised concerns about the spread of obscene content among young people on social media, describing it as a moral and social emergency. According to Mr. Chilea, factors such as the hunger for fame, poverty and poor parental guidance have contributed to this trend. To address the issue, Mr. Chilea has proposed a 5-point action plan, with the first step involving the restoring and strengthening moral and cultural education in schools, churches and homes. He further emphasizes the need for immediate attention from all sectors of society to combat this problem.
This is not a trend or empowerment. This is a moral and social emergency. Our young people, so full of promise, talent and potential, are being swept into a digital culture that celebrates nudity, pornography and instant online fame, often at the expense of dignity, self-worth and long-term consequences. This behavior is not just reckless, it is destructive, not only to the individual involved, but to our society as a whole, because it erodes that we must understand what is it that is driving this crisis. Some of the causes, you know, are very clear. Number one, we've got the pressure to go viral by most of the young people on the social media.
The Initiative for Environmental Protection, IFEP, has welcomed the call by First Deputy Speaker of the National Assembly, Malungo Chisangano, to plant over 1 million trees across Zambia. Mr. Chisangano recently urged the members of parliament to take the lead in tree planting initiatives to mitigate the adverse effects of climate change in Zambia. Speaking in an interview with Common Radio News, IFEP Executive Director Francis Witala emphasized the need for collective support from communities to achieve the goal. He stated that each individual should plant at least one tree. He added that the tree planting activities will help improve the soil retention, reduce the water loss, and create a greener and more sustainable future.
Because if you are going to fight the climate change, we really need to take it as serious as it requires. Because so far we recently experienced a drought, and the cry was because most of the areas have been deforested. So we really need to replenish what has been deforested so that at least